wine by the case, uncorking legal insight one bottle at a time. I'm Alexis Rosenberg, aka Litigation Lex. I've been practicing over 20 years in the areas of business, healthcare, and cannabis law. I also regularly appear in media outlets such as Court TV, Long Crime, and iCrime.
And don't forget your professional arguer.
Yes, I'm a professional arguer.
I, on the other hand, Chris Sensnick, I consider myself the employment law whisperer because it's a good day when my clients are not in the paper, unless it's for something good, like giving away checks to charity or sponsoring different things and things like that. I've been in the employment law arena for about 29 years.
That's a long time.
It is.
Can we now guess how old you are?
I know. And you're going to be able to guess it probably from one of the names of these wines because you'll remember the song.
And then maybe you'll tell us the real name of it, which I just learned today. So as you can hear from my voice, I am sick, but I am here. So we have an exciting podcast for you today. We're going to shake it up a little bit. We feel like we don't have a guest because you get us. And I'm going to say we're pretty fabulous. So we have decided that we are going to not only have one bottle of wine, but three bottles of wine. So you're going to get a little more legal insight, I guess. And we've also decided to make it fun that we are going to dive into the debauchery of the housewives and connect it to our wine tasting. What is the first bottle we have today?
So we have a couple of different bottles today that we're going to try, but we're going to start with OPP.
Ooh.
Now, again, if you were alive in the early 80s and you were alive in the late 80s, early 90s, you might remember this song, Get Down with OPP, if you know me. But this is Other People's Pinot. So not quite the same thing, but at the same time.
Do you want to sing the song?
Get down with OPP, now you know me.
Yay! So, now, do we want to tell everybody? Because she just disclosed to me what the original OG of OPP was. And maybe you could, like, blurt it out without blurting it out. Although I don't know if this is a kid-friendly show. Screw it. We're not a kid-friendly show.
The song was Other People's Pussy.
Yeah.
No. But this is
so comment below if you knew that, because you know that thing where it says I was how many years old
right when the song came out?
That would be me, and I'm not telling you my age, but it would be tonight.
Yes, but it is one of those things that if you know the song, you're of a certain age group. But this is Other People's Pinot, and the nice thing about it is it's not expensive. It has a screw top, but it is also from the Willamette Valley, which is one of my favorites as far as Oregon and Pinot Noir. So
now, is this connected to the housewives because we said the P word? We're talking about derogatory. I did not pick the line.
I did.
So I'm just trying to get the connection here with you guys while we all roll with this.
The connection is we're going to be talking about somebody who decided to use other people's money.
Oh, okay.
So other people's
Chris
property.
I go to the dirty part. Okay.
Other people's property with other people's pino.
Got it.
So let's have a taste.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, because I have a head cold, I can't say. So I don't know. She's going to be.
I'll tell you this, for like a $17 bottle or less from the Willamette Valley of Pinot Noir, this is a good 7.5.
All right. So other people's
property.
And we're talking about women. Which housewife? I feel like we need like a roll drum or one of those spin wheels.
I know, there's several because right. When you're dealing with other people's property, they tend to use a lot of other people's property.
Yeah.
And we'd have quite a few, shall we say, jail sentences as a result of having used other people's property.
So which one do you want to pick?
But I kind of immediately go to Jen Shaw.
Ooh.
Because she was a telemarketer. And so, therefore, she was using lots of other people's property.
Allegedly. She was partially convicted, so we don't have to say allegedly.
Right.
But as lawyers, we just like throwing out allegedly.
Right, right. And again, with the defrauding of hundreds of victims, we definitely have OPP, other people's property being used. So if you've watched any of the Housewives, you understand why we're talking about this. But
She was on Utah, so if you're going to go look for her.
And how many years did she get, allegedly?
She got 6.5 years. Wow. However, it's just come out because of the whole restructuring of something. I think the Chrisleys also got a reduction in their sentence. So she did get a year knocked off. But it's my understanding she's also on like kind of a cushy little, if you could say that. I mean, that's kind of contradictory. A cushy jail.
There's the Fed Pen.
Right.
Where, you know, some people get to go to.
Right.
Not everyone.
I mean, on a scale of prisons, I think she's on a, not like that one that's on like one of those AMC or TV.
Mayoff didn't go to Club Pen. He did not go to Club Fed. But at the same time, you have somebody who, when they take you away, they do look at your property, OPP, that you have that may be there that they can sell or things like that. Now, there was a problem with something they wanted to sell for her, wasn't there?
Well, they were confiscating all her stuff because that's what the feds
all
like
the
to
property.
Do. And in her, their confiscation of her property, they took her designer bags and jewelry and so forth, which is normal when something like this happens. And because they end up, when you are convicted, you also get fines and you could get restitution. That's where you have to pay your victims back. Mm-hmm. Right. And they took her handbags. Oh, my. And wait for this, people. Some of them were fake.
But, you know, there's a market for fakes.
Yeah. But I don't think the feds wanted the fakes. Yeah. The feds can't really deal in fed bags.
No, because that would be engaging in counterfeit property.
Right.
And I actually did read last night about how people get the fakes in from China.
Wait, they probably had to burn them. I wonder if they had to burn them like the marijuana when they confiscate that. There was a fake bag burning.
Well, I do know because I once went through TSA with some other people who were bringing in bad wine. They were bringing in some wine that really you didn't need to be bringing in because you can buy it in your local supermarket. So they brought in some of Snoop Dogg's cab. And the people confiscated it and said, well, we can't wait because we're going to be bidding on this at our little auction they have every year.
So. All right. Well, let's not accuse the federal officials of maybe taking evidence.
But you're not allowed to bring wine onto a carry-on.
No, but I think that's a little different than the feds going in and taking her stuff.
Yeah.
And then the employees taking it. Let's not accuse them of that.
We won't. Again, alleged.
Possible. That wasn't alleged. That was a hypothetical, speculative, in a faraway land.
Well, and keep this in mind, the feds, whether it's through TSA or through confiscation, cannot sell counterfeit bags because that is a copyright violation.
Right.
So
to get back to what she was charged with, so it was more or less fraud, and it happened, there were
lots of
testimony about seniors. And so, you know, that is a major offense, and you will have potentially the federal government after you. But what's interesting on that show, a lot of people were saying, we're not understanding how you make money. How are you making your money? Because they weren't understanding the concept of her business plan, I guess, because she was leaving out
telemarketing,
fraudulent aspects of the business. But my question before we go on to the next one is, why would you go on TV if you knew you were committing this crime and now there's going to be like, did she just want a neon sign? Hello, come and get me. Here I am with my fake bags.
I think it's the kung fu thing.
Is that it?
Come and get me. Because the answer is, I'm on television. I'm showing all this openly. I'm not hiding it. So where's the fraud?
Right.
I'm not being deceitful, except in the telemarketing, there was a lot of deceit, allegedly. And then, of course, the property that was taken and the people wanted the property.
You think she thought she was just super persuasive that the Fed was going to go? And she was going to be, not me. Is that what she thought? She was scamming all of these.
Or the producers would get involved and say, how much was it?
I don't think the producers of Bravo would do that. Because it definitely made for better ratings having her arrested.
That's true.
Maybe they were ring. Okay, this is an old phone.
ring.
Hello, once again, not like this, like this. Hello, come get her. This will make the ratings go. Because honestly, I wasn't watching Utah until I heard, you know, got wind that she had been arrested. But what's our next bottle?
So. Our next bottle is drama.
Oh, yeah. But that's even this drama.
This is because she's dealing with property belonging to other people and, frankly, counterfeit property, we thought OPP, other people's peanut, other people's property, would be a good one to bring out.
So. Well, and also, drama, I think, had the whole basis of the
housewives. They've also got one called melodrama. But we thought drama would be a good choice. We've been talking about some less than clean.
We need
full-on drama.
We need full-on drama, not like mild drama.
No, we got a lot of drama. And we're going to create some more drama because, again, this is wine by the case, not wine by the bottle.
So look how much she's pouring. And by the way, we're having to say, oh, stop. We're having three. She's a bad influence on
bad.
And we're not driving.
Okay. No.
I have to do an anti.
Yes, no DUIs because we have professional licenses that we definitely want to keep.
Yes.
And we learned our lesson from some of these ladies. And when you think of what the drama is, this is a Spanish wine that is a blend. So I can't imagine it's going to be good as the Willamette Valley Pinot, but how could you not? Drama. I mean, it's a great name.
Oh, I can taste this with my head cold. This is sharp. Do you like sharp? I can't like tell you the notes, but I can tell you it's sharp.
Yeah, it's got it's.
It is sweet too.
It's.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you the white trash wine tasting version. Chris is going to give you the actual appropriate one. So I'm telling you, it's sharp and sweet.
Yeah,
kind of like
points.
Me.
90 points. I wouldn't have given 90. I would have given 88.
Oh, 88. Really? You're hedging?
Yeah, the 80s. This is the 80s.
At least you're giving it the 80s. Okay.
This I would have given a 90 to, but this didn't have a rating on it. But, but again, I like a Willamette Pinot. But
so what kind of drama? There's so much drama on The Housewives. And we're talking about those who have been arrested. Once again, I feel like we need the wheel. Now, we're going to bring a wheel one time. My next wine. Which one are we picking?
Well, since we're drinking and doing a podcast, I think we should do DUI.
Okay. Well, a lot of them.
There isn't a podcast under the influence.
So there is a lot of the housewives who have been arrested for driving under the influence.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of hard to limit it, but. I don't see how you ignore someone whose first name is Countess.
Ah!
And it took place in Florida.
Yes, it did.
So then we're going to do Luann de... How do you say her
last name?
Delaceps.
Delaceps? Comment. Tell us what we're supposed to be pronouncing it. Okay. And it did. It took place in Palm Beach. And wasn't there a little battery on a Leo, law enforcement?
There could have been the don't you know who I am pushing and shoving going on.
Could have been.
Could have been. Based on the body cam.
So why'd you pick her?
Because of the DUI.
No, I mean, out of all the ones we've had, because I believe Sonia's had a DUI.
Yeah. Spin the wheel. Spin the imaginary wheel.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head, who else has had
that's
a driving?
Florida connection. How could I not?
It's true. And who doesn't love a good weekend in Palm Beach? Well, maybe not now. But who generally, you know. After November, who won't love a good weekend in Palm Beach? That was kind of crazy because she was a countess. Mm-hmm. I think she gave up her title to marry a guy she was married to for like 2 weeks, who, by the way, I believe dated Ramona. Yes.
One of the others?
From New York. So the Countess is from New York. And I think Ramona is the only one, don't hold me this, of the OG cast that didn't have a DUI. Maybe there's a couple others.
I think she's the only one that didn't.
Sonia, the Count, I think maybe there were some newbies that haven't, but we're talking the OGs.
Yes.
But, but you gotta love her.
She's fun.
She's fun.
I mean, someone who gave up their title for love reminds you of the King of England. for Wallace Simpson giving up his title.
Was that true love? Did they stay married longer than like a week or a year?
Yeah.
No, they ended up getting divorced.
No.
Because I think he was having a little side piece or something.
Well,
I don't have to go back and watch this now because I know that was like years ago. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And then they cleared that whole cast and started off with newbies.
Yeah, so. But Countess.
Yes. Yes. The Countess and all her drama. So what is our next bottle?
Da-da-da-da. So our next bottle is going to be a fun one that, again, could apply to any of the people. Same sort of mellow notes that you would expect. Again, dark ruby color. So definitely more cab.
This is more on point than what she's been pouring. It's a little heavy-handed. Okay.
Cheers. Well, I love it when they ask you, do you want 3 ounces, six ounces, or 9 ounces?
Okay, if that's a this, now this gets to my white trash. I did not like drama.
No, for
90.
It's definitely you're
gonna,
cab.
You know what? Chris is going to say it has dark cherry, current over undertones, over under. Okay. Prune. It tastes like prune.
Okay, Ethel.
Tastes like broom.
It does have a very raisiny taste.
Once again, I do have a head cold, so I am not the one to go.
No, this is very raisiny.
But I think that we're going to go forward. I will give you the white trash, and she will tell you the under, upper, whatever tones. And then she'll even talk about the little legs. So apparently this does have legs. I can see the legs.
You can see the
legs. But it does, people. Comment below. Listen, troublemaker wine people, I am sure people disagree with me, okay?
But remember, I mean, the prune people hired the kale people.
The prune people.
Because let's face it, I mean, for a while there, you couldn't do anything without kale. Fried kale, dried kale,
I think that if they put kale in this, it would taste better.
So, but now we don't have prunes. They're called dried plums, which is much more palatable.
Currants.
No, currants are totally different fruit.
No. So now it's a pruny taste?
So now, this
is a dried plum. It is a plum.
It's dried plums. That's what they're calling prunes now, because prunes have the negative connotation
of your grandma,
of Ethel going and getting the bananas and prunes from the grocery store. But at the same time, dried plums have that California yuppie sort of thing to them. Oh, I'd like some dried plums in my salad, please. With my
wine shouldn't taste like prunes, dried plums. No,
dried plums. Raisins. Definitely. No. Yeah, and raisins and currants are definitely in
bread. Does anybody eat raisins anymore?
I like raisins in my salad.
I guess you threw it in as a condiment. So we should just rename it as a condiment, like ketchup. Well, not an actual.
And you know, people who have anemia are told to eat raisins because they're high in iron. It's better than liver.
All right, so troublemaker. There's a lot of troublemakers on Housewives. And if we rack our brains.
Oh, you don't have to rack that up. There's one name.
Let's just pick the state.
Well, I mean, is it New York or New Jersey? I mean.
Oh, come on. I mean, if you're thinking troublemakers. I'm going to say New Jersey.
I mean, Jersey Shore.
Then who? What are you going to pick?
Oh, definitely Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa. I mean.
Okay. Her shenanigans.
I mean, come on. Her table flip to this day.
Iconic.
It is iconic. It is epic. I mean, everybody has the meme of that with the table flip. I mean, the cat sitting at the table with the two people accusing stuff. You'll see the table flip in that. I mean, it's just.
After all these years, that was years ago.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end on that note. And I want to say thank you for jumping on and watching us.
Yes.
For Wine by the Case, uncorking.
Come on, we got a quarter of the case right here.
I mean, it's uncorking Legal Insight, 3 bottles at a time. Chris is really trying to, next time she's going to roll in a cage. But comment below. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Or if you have a wine suggestion. Or if you would like to be a guest on the show. Or you just want to, you know, say make fun of my voice. Or you want to compliment Chris's jacket. Just, you know, tell us what you think.
You know, and she had such a great sexy voice. So
I was thinking Demi Moore, but okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you for coming on and watching us.